And like with my study too, it's been like, you know, so rewarding because not understanding why I'm feeling certain emotions and feeling certain ways, and you know, my general wellness was just like, you know, at a very, you know, low point, I realized like, you know, I want to study this because not only am I helping myself, but I will help someone else that's in my situation who doesn't understand. Because, you know, like a lot of the, you know, therapists and people I've seen were not indigenous.
Right.
So they couldn't understand, you know, the standpoint. And I didn't even understand. But I realized, like, you know, the traumas of just being an indigenous person were put upon me. Like, what happened with residential schools, day schools, you know, what's currently going on now. And I didn't realize with my grandmother, when she was a little girl living here, what happened to her just in a day school. That trauma of, like, we have to leave to the United States. We got to leave everything because, you know, that's the only place we'll work and no one's going to bug us and take you guys away. So that's what happened. And, like, right. You know, my mother lost a son in New York. He was 16 years old, right?
Mm.
And that trauma from her and that occurring, like, I always said my parents are helicopter parents, right?
Mm.
And, you know, all of that got passed on to me. And I never realized that. And I never, you know, clued in that I felt like as an indigenous person, I had to be afraid of the world and afraid of the future, but really I shouldn't be, because you know all my knowledge and my strength as an indigenous person is really what's going to help me live life better and better quality, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then now seeing, you know, the programs that you work with, it's just even more uplifting.
Mm.
So
mm.
There's a lot of passion I have for it.
Yeah,
so, yeah,
yeah. Mm. Like which now. Yeah.